you know, I said that a year ago, the bureaucracy told me that Texas needed, was going to have 10 more gigawatts. Right. Well, just in the golden spread triangle up here, you know, I represent more co-ops than any member of the legislature. Just in golden spread alone, there's 48 proposed gigawatts of new power just for data centers trying to get built out here. Statewide, we have almost 500. Now, they told me 10 a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
We have almost 500 proposed new gigawatts of power. Now, number one, the reality of this is, I told you, all these developers are hunting that ERCOT interconnect.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's not enough capacity in ERCOT for that, for all that to be built out. I passed a bill last session called Senate Bill 6 that was designed to kind of slow this down. And it has, in one way it has, because everybody that's applying for ERCOT interconnect had to go back through what PUC calls batch, this batch study. And everybody that thought they were going to get an interconnect this year is still being studied.
Yeah.
So that begs the question, why are they building? You know, like even the one in Turkey, now they've got a plan to get an interconnect and get, you know, whatever amount of power they've applied for, but they don't know that they're getting it. So why are they building these things? Well, whoever gets the interconnect is going to make billions of dollars. And there's only like 12 or 15 customers. Mm-hmm. And it's people like Google, Amazon, Oracle, Meta, OpenAI, the hyperscalers. They're not going to these guys and going, we're signing a contract and you're going to be we're going to rent the data center space from you. They're telling everybody, you get the interconnect and the power, we're your customer.
Yeah, yeah, we're here.
So, you know, I don't think most people in the state legislature believe more than about 15% of what's being proposed actually gets built out.
Right.